Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined by Patrick Robinson, an author by New York Times bestselling standards of The First Order. He is, of course, the co-author with Marcus Luttrell of Lone Survivor, the eyewitness account of Operation Red Wing, and the lost heroes of SEAL Team 10. That's just one of his very considerable contributions to the literature. But most recently, he has just published a new book entitled The Lion of Sabray, the Afghani warrior who defied the Taliban and saved the life of Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell. Patrick, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. It's a great treat to have you with us.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much. I'm glad to talk to you about it.
Well, I'm thrilled because I was a great fan, as were so many of us, of both the book and the movie, Lone Survivor. Remind us about the character that is the focus of The Lion of Sabray, the role that he played, of course, in Lone Survivor, and that you've now been able to tell in much greater detail.
Yes, well, his name is Mohammed Ghulab, and he comes from this village of Sabray. And by some kind of fortune, he was the man who found Marcus, rescued him, took him back to the village, looked after him, protected him, guarded him, and arranged somehow for the Americans to come and get him.
Now, again, to just set the stage again, Marcus had deployed with three other members of SEAL Team 10, as I recall, into a very desperate situation.
Four of them went up the mountain. They were dropped on the mountain by helicopter. Their objective was to assassinate two Taliban leaders who were becoming a huge nuisance to the Americans. And they were discovered accidentally. Probably should have killed the guys who discovered them, but didn't. And within 40 minutes, they were surrounded by 150 Taliban warriors, intent on killing them all. Battle raged for about 2.5 hours, at the end of which there were 100 dead Taliban on the mountain, but three of the SEALs died. Thus the book Lone Survivor, the only man who came down from that mountain on the worst day in the history of the Navy SEALs.
And he was saved by this chap.
Saved by this chap. Found him and saved him and looked after him. But while we were doing the book, I suppose I knew more clearly than anyone else, because I write for a living, whereas he shoots people. I actually thought we have a huge gap here. Every time I asked him about Ghulab, he didn't know the answer. Who is he, Marcus? How old is he? What's his wife's name? Where does he live? Does he have children? We knew nothing about him because Marcus was unable to ask him anything because neither could speak the other's language, and devoted as they were to each other over this week-long captivity, they were, in fact, strangers, beloved to each other, but strangers. And suddenly, Marcus, they had the idea to get him over here, to get Ghulab into America, to help with the movie, which they did. And after the movie was finished and Ghulab had been a kind of technical advisor, he went back to Marcus's family ranch for several weeks. And Marcus called me and said, you have to get out here. We are at last finding out something about him. And he has a book, and I think we should write it. I remember saying rather dryly, what do you mean, we? He said, no, I'm the mastermind. He said, I'm going to look after this boy. Don't worry about it, bro. I've got him right here.
Well, so let's just tease this out a little bit. Again, our guest is Patrick Robinson, the author of The Lion of Sabray, the Afghani warrior who defied the Taliban and saved the life of Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell. Patrick, what was it, now that you've had a chance to get to know the chap, what was it that prompted Ghulab to take the incredible risks and, in fact, put not only his own life and that of his family, but really that of his village on the line for this, not only stranger, but for many of them, I assume, somebody considered an enemy?
He was considered an enemy. I mean, at the time, Afghanistan was at war with the United States. I mean, he was the enemy and an infidel, and a guy who was walking around with a big machine gun and three hand grenades. I mean, he wasn't a kind of a friendly sight. And when Gulab walked upon him, there was Marcus lying on a rock. His thigh had been kind of blown about with shrapnel in it. He'd been shot twice. He'd got two broken vertebrae in his back. His forehead was cut from end to end. His nose was broken. He was in pretty bad shape. He was actually dying. Loss of blood, no water. And Gulab found him. And he didn't know who he was, but he certainly realized the man was, you know, an American and an enemy. But there was Gulab's not a member of the Taliban. He hates the Taliban. And he touched the left side of Marcus's neck to feel for a pulse, because he actually thought he was probably dead. And he, when I asked him the story, he said, and suddenly there was a light around Marcus. He said, I could see it very clearly, but I didn't know if my two friends could. And he said, and for the only time in my life, before or since, I heard the voice of Allah. And it said to me, Muhammad Gulab, you will defend this man with your life if necessary. And he said, you know, Muslims don't speak to Allah. We pray to the Prophet Muhammad, and we sometimes have our prayers answered, and the imams help us. But this was the voice of God, and there was absolutely no question about it. He said, I heard it as clear as I've ever heard anything. And he said, and I thought this was extraordinary, because Marcus had said the same, that he'd been saved by his God. And I thought it was kind of interesting. And under an ancient Pashtun Wali law, these three Pashtuns gave Marcus water, took him down to the village, and dressed his wounds and got him on a cot and gave him some food and tried to revive him. And Gulab, a man with a great heart, who a kind man, guarded him personally for the whole of that week. But the law said in Pashtun Wali, if you give this help to a man, you must defend him forever. Therefore, if anybody had attacked Marcus, and the Taliban were parked all around the village, and Gulab could have and would have rallied the village to defend Marcus. I mean, the law said he cannot be hurt. You must fight till there's no one left. And he heard the voice of God. And that was really all he ever said. Whenever I talked to him about it, he always said, that's why I did it. It was the voice of Allah.
Oh, it's a magnificent story. We're almost out of time, I'm sorry to say, Patrick Robinson. Let me ask you very quickly, what have been the repercussions for Gulab and his family and his village?
Oh, terrible. There's been four quite serious attempts on Gulab's life. He had to leave the village because it was so dangerous. They tried to blow up his new residence, an apartment in Asadabad. They got a bomb in it, but Gulab is in the next place. He was then ambushed. They shot his driver dead, but Gulab got out of the car with his big machine gun and was ready to open fire, and the would-be assassins ran. They shot him again, and the bullet caught him in the groin, but his wife got him to hospital. He was in Asadabad. It's been hell for Gulab, but he cannot stay away from Afghanistan. The people, the sound, the music, family have been there for 2,000 years, and he cannot bring himself, despite Marcus's offers, to go and live in Texas.
Well, this is a story that I know we will turn to again. Thank you very much for bringing it to all of our attention with your new book, Patrick Robinson, The Lion of Sabre, the Afghani warrior who defied the Taliban and saved the life of Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell. I hope that we'll have a chance to visit again soon. I hope we'll have the chance to talk to the rest of you again on Monday. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.